At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
On my skin, think you got me right where you want me.
Hello, listeners. Good morning. You are listening to your daily podcast of world news, news on the go, and this is your host, Ashwin. Good morning. On the 27th of April, we have 67 interesting things happening around the world. First is 30 kg cake cut at BSE as Sensex ends above 30,000 for the first time. Yes, the Indian share market is doing really well. Bill Gates praises Prime Minister Modi for the Swachh Bharat mission, which is actually the brainchild of Chandrababu Naidu. Donald Trump proposed dramatic tax cuts. D.D. Chuxing is raising more than $5 billion in new funding. France cited proof of Assad's involvement in a chemical weapons attack. And the coolest piece of news today is Amazon's new gadget judges your fashion sense, or lack thereof. We'll come to that. First piece on the news is that there was a 30 kg cake that was cut at BSE, Bombay Stock Exchange, as the Sensex ended above 30,000 for the first time. A cake weighing 30 kg was cut at the Bombay Stock Exchange on Wednesday after benchmark index Sensex closed above the 30,000 mark for the first time ever, as Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex closed at 30,133.35. The BSE market capitalization has reached a record 124.83 trillion rupees. BSE Chief Executive Ashish Chauhan, however, appealed investors not to be carried away by euphoria. Bill Gates prepares PM Modi for Swachh Bharat mission. Microsoft co-founder and the world's richest person, Bill Gates, has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the Swachh Bharat mission. Gates specifically mentioned the mission's aim of building 75 million toilets across India, and how over 30% of India's villages are now open to defecation. Actually, are now open defecation free. Correct. People of India are demanding change and they're taking action to make it happen, he added. While he was slow dramatic tax cuts, the US president's proposal was short on details and hastily arranged to land during his first 100 days in office. It would result in a dramatic increase in the federal budget deficit. If approved by the Congress, a long shot at this point, his plan would slash corporate tax rates and eliminate taxes that mostly affect the wealthy. We don't have too much clarity on that yet, but apparently the Congress is definitely going to oppose this. Donald Trump wanted to slash corporate tax rates and eliminate taxes for the wealthy, something that is not unexpected. D.D. Chuxing is raising more than $5 billion in new funding. China's Uber, that's D.D. Chuxing, has received new cash from investors, including SoftBank, which would give D.D. a valuation of $50 billion, making it the second most valuable startup in the world after Uber. D.D. was worth an implied $25 billion after its previous round in June. Next piece on the news is France cited proof of Assad's involvement in a chemical weapons attack. French officials said samples from a deadly sarin gas bombing in Syria bore the signature of President Bashar al-Assad and that he is to be blamed for the chemical attack in Syria. The independent French investigation is the strong evidence yet directly linking the Assad regime to the attack that killed almost 86 people. Last piece on the news is Amazon, which unveiled voice-controlled camera to give fashion tips. E-commerce company Amazon has unveiled its camera called Echo Look, which can take full-length photos and provide fashion tips using artificial intelligence algorithms. The voice control camera is powered by Amazon's digital assistant Alexa. Priced at 12,800 rupees. Echo Look can also create lookbooks, play music, give traffic estimates, and book you an Uber while the user gets ready. So it's basically the Alexa Echo that previously existed with a camera now that gives you fashion advice. Jeff Bezos is the man. That's all for the news today, guys. On the 27th of April, you guys have a great Thursday. We're one day away from Friday. So, yay. In the background, I'm leaving you with Solo Dance by Martin Jensen. You guys have a great day.